The title of my talk is Institutions Which Determine the Future of China for Professor Cornell's 85th birthday. China's future is highly uncertain. There are two extreme views in the world. One is an extreme optimistic view, for example, proposed by Robert Fogel 2 years ago and by OECD last year. According to that view, they basically apply classic growth model by assuming away institutions. Then they predict that by year 2040, the Chinese economy will count for 40% of global GDP. At the same time, around that year, the U.S. share of the global GDP will be declined to 14%. Which means that China is going to be a dominant superpower in the globe. In contrast, in a sharp contrast to that view, there is a pessimistic view, which predicts that China is going to collapse very soon due to financial problems and physical problems, which may trigger a deep crisis. Here, I'm going to argue that the biggest uncertain factor which determines China's future is China's governance institution. It's because the Chinese governance institution has created severe socio-economic problems, and the Chinese governance institution has hampered stability and the sustainability of China. And there is a popular view that the East Asia economic growth model would apply to China. Indeed, in a stable market economy without severe institutional problems, if an economy has a substantial distance from the world's technology frontier, then this economy will catch up the frontier quickly. And after the Second World War, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, they have all experienced this process. And in terms of the distance from the world technology frontier, today's China is about at the level of Japan in the 1950s in terms of a nominal per capita GDP. And that is, today's nominal per capita GDP in China is about 1/10 of the US per capita GDP. And that is about the same distance like Japan experienced in the 1950s. So therefore, if China follows the route of Japan or the route of South Korea and Taiwan, then China will have 30 more years of fairly high growth. However, here the problem is that China's institution is qualitatively different from those of Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. The sustainability of China's growth depends on her stability and governance institution. And indeed, historically, the biggest factor which prevents China's development is almost always China's own institution. And here, I'd like to have a quick overview to see how the Chinese institution causes problems. The first aspect is that the Chinese institution has caused the recent rapid slowing down of the economy. The direct reason of rapid slowing down of China's economy in last year is low domestic demand. However, the low domestic demand in China actually is the outcome of the growth model chosen by the authoritarian regime of China. So here, the following are the major factors. The first factor is the complete state ownership of land. And due to this complete state ownership of land, the Chinese government has deprived the citizens' rights and their opportunities for wealth and for income, which causes low domestic demand. And also, this complete state ownership of land has driven up the land prices. And these high land prices crowd out service industry in China. And in terms of the percentage of GDP, the Chinese service industry is among the lowest in the world. And the second major aspect is the state monopoly of banking and financial markets, which severely distort resource allocation and slowing down the creation of small and medium enterprises. And the third factor is the state monopoly of energy, telecommunication, railway, so on and so forth. And as a result of those, the share of labor income in GDP in China has been declining for 15 years. So all of this determines that as long as the foreign trade is shrinking, then the Chinese economy is going to, the growth rate of the Chinese economy is going to slow down. But even more dangerous than slowing down is China's instability caused by the Chinese institution.